Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Dave Stegman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rosma. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Jones reaches third base with a triple. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Parrish goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walkenfuss. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Walkenfuss steals second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walkenfuss scores. Brookins moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Marty Patton now pitching. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Rosma covering, for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rosma fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Rosma fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss strikes out. Quirk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Wackenfuss out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brookins bunts towards the mound. Patton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirk Gibson pinch hits for Dave Stegman. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brookins moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kirk Gibson now playing center field. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Akins moves to second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Akins scores. Lockhock moves to third. It's 4-1, Tigers. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockhock tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Washington reaches second base with a double. Hurdle goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Tigers. John Hiller now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. It's Royals, 4, Tigers, 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilson moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Akins strikes out. one out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hurdle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Champ Summers pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers strikes out. There goes Thompson. The throw from Quirk to Washington, and Thompson is out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Christensen now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 4. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then pinch hits for Jamie Quirk. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Washington bunts towards the mound. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. Way then moves to second. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Way then moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. John Way then now catching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christensen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Underwood now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Akins hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to third. Summers moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Summers scores. Brookins moves to second. It's 6-4, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Dave Chalk pinch hits for Clint Hurdle. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wathen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockhock moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lockhock moves to third. Wathen moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lockhock scores. Wathen moves to third. Washington moves to second. It's 6-5, Tigers. Jack Billingham now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. Wathen scores. Washington moves to third. Two outs. It's Royals, 6, Tigers, 6. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-4 in the game. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Detheridge now playing right field. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 6. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Akins hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. McRae reaches second base with a double. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockhock is walked intentionally. Steve Braun pinch hits for Bob Detheridge. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae moves to third. Two outs. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wathen takes first base on ball 4. Lockhock moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Braun now playing right field. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 6. The Royals will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jones who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 5 in the game. Brett is walked intentionally. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Akins hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. Brett tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-6, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. McRae reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. It's 8-6, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae scores. It's 9-6, Royals. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Peters pinch hits for Lynn Jones. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.